Hey there, Booklicious listeners. Welcome back to another episode where we explore stories that tug at your heart, get your adrenaline pumping, and maybe even make you look at your favorite sport in a whole new way. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a book that has a little bit of everything: romance, sports, and personal growth. That book is Revolve by Bal Cabra. If you're into stories where rivals become allies and where the rank is almost as important as the characters themselves, stick around. We're going to break down the plot, characters, themes, and why this book is worth your time. So, first up, let's set the stage. Revolve follows Sierra Romanova, a former Olympian figure skater whose career took a hit after a public accident. The ice, which was once her sanctuary, has become a source of anxiety and panic. She's hesitant to return, and honestly, who could blame her? Then we have Dylan Donovan. He's a hockey player with a bit of a reckless streak. His own career is on shaky ground after being benched for some questionable decisions on the ice. And guess what? Their paths cross at Dalton University when Dylan is sent to the same rink Sierra avoids. What starts as friction between the two quickly turns into an unexpected alliance. They're forced to work together. And through that, they confront not just their athletic challenges, but personal fears, ambitions, and the versions of themselves they've tried to hide. Now, let's talk about the characters, because honestly, this is where Revolve shines. Sierra isn't just a heroine who bounces back with a pep talk and a montage. Her fear is real, tangible, and handled in a way that feels authentic. She takes small, deliberate steps toward healing, and we see her grow, not magically, but through perseverance, support, and setbacks that feel earned. And Dylan? He's not just the charming bad boy. His own reckless past has real consequences, and watching him navigate accountability, listen, and truly try to change is satisfying. The chemistry between Sierra and Dylan develops slowly. It's not instant love at first sight. It's earned, with friction, banter, and moments of vulnerability that make you root for them. The beauty here is that Cabra doesn't rely on cliches. The romance is built through shared experiences, trust, and small victories on and off the ice. One thing I really loved about this book is Cabra's dialogue. It's sharp, witty, and full of personality, which balances perfectly with the emotional depth of the story. You'll find yourself smiling, maybe even laughing out loud during the banter between Sierra and Dylan. And let's talk about the setting, the ice rink. It's more than just a backdrop. You can almost smell the cold air, feel the sweat after long practice sessions, and sense the pressure of being under the spotlight. Cabra brings the world of college sports to life in a way that feels authentic without ever bogging down the story. It's athletic, it's competitive, and it's a character in its own right. If you're someone who loves fast-paced drama, Revolve might feel a bit deliberate, and that's a good thing. The story unfolds steadily. You get rivalry, friction, gradual thawing, and then high-stakes moments that test both trust and ambition. Training montages, performance preparations, and emotional introspection are balanced so you never feel overwhelmed. The pacing allows emotional beats to hit hard, giving the story real impact when Sierra and Dylan face their biggest challenges. This book isn't just about romance or sports, it's about identity and self-discovery. How do athletes define themselves by their sport? How do they handle public scrutiny and personal failure? These are questions Cabra asks, and she explores them without being preachy. Redemption, consent, trust, these themes run through the narrative and shape the characters' decisions. The result is a story that resonates emotionally and makes you think about the weight of expectations, both from others and from yourself. So what really works in Revolve? Emotional realism. Sierra's journey is relatable and respectful. Her panic and slow recovery feel lived in. Authentic chemistry. The push and pull between Dylan and Sierra is entertaining but grounded. Sports detail. From figure skating spins to hockey scrimmages, the athletic aspects are credible and fun to follow. Even though there are some predictable plot moments, these minor quibbles don't detract from the bigger picture. The characters, dialogue, and emotional depth more than make up for it. No story is perfect, and Revolve has a few spots where you might see the plot twists coming. Some secondary characters could have had a bit more development, and a couple of tension points resolve quickly. But honestly, in a book that's as character-driven as this one, those are minor complaints. In the end, Revolve by Balcabra is a heartfelt, engaging, and satisfying story. It's not just a romance, it's a story about facing fears, rebuilding trust, and finding balance, literally and figuratively, on and off the ice. If you love sports-centered romances, especially ones that balance athletic realism with heartfelt character growth, this book will definitely land on your favorite shelf. New readers can jump right in, and fans of Cabra's Dalton University universe will find new emotional stakes and deeper character moments. So if you're looking for a story that combines romance, sports, and personal growth in a way that feels real, grab Revolve. You won't regret it. All right, that's it for today's episode of Booklicious Podcast. If you've read Revolve, let us know what you thought. Did you fall for Dylan and Sierra as much as I did? Or maybe you have your own favorite sports romance that deserves a shout out. Drop your thoughts on our socials, and until next time, keep turning those pages.